Hello.
Hi, is this Irene?
Yes.
Hi, Irene. It's Samantha Hayes. Remember, we were having a chat conversation on cell yesterday?
The document.
And for Penguin
Is this for
Society.
the what? What is this for the Penguin Book Writers?
Yes, you got it. Hi, how are you? Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, yes. I
Yeah.
am here. Yeah, you said you would call me today.
Yes, exactly. So I just wanted to have a detailed discussion with you in regards to the remaining balance. See, what happened is that since it was the last day of the month on Friday, the billing department, in other words, the recovery people, they were just trying to get the maximum amounts out from the customers in order to maintain the targets. And what they do is that if you are willing to pay your installment early, they waive off a couple of dollars from the actual amount. So for example, if they called you for the remaining installment to be paid earlier, for example, like Friday, they got in touch with you before the due date. So the overall amount was $14.99. That was the remaining balance that you had. So what
It was
would have
what?
happened? I'm sorry.
What's the remaining balance?
I'm sorry.
What's the remaining balance that
The
you just
remaining
said?
balance is $1,499. The total package that you bought from us was for $18.99, out of which you paid $400 upfront. Okay? And Brian has sent you the paid invoice as well for your record, for the amount that you've paid so far. So if billing was trying to get in touch with you to pay the remaining amount, they would have waived off $200 or $300 from the overall balance, which is $40.99, and they would have given you a deal to pay the remaining installment on a discounted cost. That's what it was all about. You don't need to get skeptical. You're not going to get any calls like that, okay?
Okay, well, I don't know why he didn't say that before. He just said it was 1500 that I had to pay.
Yeah, that's where there was a communication
Like,
gap.
and
I'm
then
sure. Go ahead.
when I called again, like, he was all like, well, like, he wasn't taking it seriously. So I got really sketchy about it because he
Of
was, like,
course.
kind of half laughing and half talking on the phone. And that's serious. So if I would have known that, oh, well, I could have saved more money, I would have went with it. But he didn't say that. He just said the straight amount, and that was it.
Yes, I just listened to the recording as well. You know, as soon as I came in today, that's what I did. I investigated this further to see who it was, and it was one of the new guys who recently joined in. So most likely all the panic and all the frustration he caused, that's what it was all about. But I made sure to leave a message, and I also sent a written email stating the entire scenario along with the recording and asked them not to call you again. So just in case if there is anything going on like this, they will report it to your project manager or to me directly, and we will call and discuss this with you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. The rest of it is all documented in Brian's message that he just sent you today. So just go ahead and take a look. He also attached the paid invoice for the 400 that you paid up front. So just save that somewhere for your own records. That way you know how much you need to pay. And that is pretty much it.
Okay. When would be the next time that they'll like ask for me to pay?
Well, as I said, it was the end of the month discount, so most likely towards the end of the month, this month, you might have this opportunity again where the billing department will waive off $200 to $300 depending on the discount that they have going on. And based on that, you can make your decision whether you want to pay that now, like at the end of the month, with a discount applied, or you want to pay it, you know, at the end of the project. That'll be your call.
I mean, I could try to pay at the end of this month if the discount still applies.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can work a deal for you. You know, have a couple of bucks knocked out, and then I'll just get back to you, let you know what the amount, the settlement amount is, and then you can make your decision based on that. That sounds good?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, perfect. And, of course, you have the entire month to facilitate the amount as well, you know. It's not going to come to you as a last-minute pressure. So that should work out.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Irene, for your time, and apologize once again. Let me talk to the billing and see what they can do about the remaining installment. If there is a discount applicable towards the end of the month, I'm going to get back to you and notify you. Okay?
Okay, that sounds good, yes.
All right, thank you. Take care. You have yourself a nice day, okay?
You too, yes, thanks. Bye.
Bye now.